All right, well, we're there in 1 Peter chapter number 1. And, of course, tonight is our graduation service, and I want to speak for just a few minutes tonight. We've got, of course, pizza and fellowship afterwards, and so I don't want to be very long tonight, but I want to speak on a subject about this theme of graduation. I'm sorry, you're in 2 Peter chapter 1. That's where you should be, 2 Peter chapter number 1. And tonight being our graduation service, we, of course, had several graduates. And I'd like to speak for a few moments on this idea or this theme of graduating. We know what graduation looks like or feels like when it comes to graduating from school, from a certain grade. But I want to talk about graduating in the Christian life, And let me just begin by defining the word graduate or graduating. The definition is given as to graduate means to move up to a higher stage of development, to progress, or to move up in achievement. In modern usage, of course, it often refers to completing to an academic program, but the core meaning is broader. It speaks of advancing to a new level. The reason that we call it graduating, or we call them graduates, is because they are moving up, they are advancing, they are achieving. And we understand that in an educational sense, but I think that we should consider that in a spiritual sense. In a spiritual sense, we should all be graduating. Every year, we should be moving up. The word graduate or graduating comes from the Latin gradus, which means step or degree. It's related to the verb gradi, which means to walk or to step or to proceed. The idea is that when someone graduates, that they are taking a step forward. They are reaching a higher degree. They not only earn a college degree, but the idea is that they're actually rising in degree. The first use in English was in the 15th century, originally referring to taking a step in a process or advancing to the next grade level. And we understand that when it comes to education. But the spiritual life is the same way. I think that we should be, the Bible teaches this concept that we should be moving forward. We should be graduating. We should gradually be moving, leveling up in our Christian life. I think of the song we sing, Higher Ground. The words say, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. The song says, I want to scale the utmost heights and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. And in the Christian life, this should be our goal. This should be what we're moving towards, that we're always moving forward. We're always taking a higher degree. We're always leveling up, if it were. And just very quickly tonight, I want to give you three thoughts here from 2 Peter chapter number 1, just from these few verses, verses 3 to 8. Three thoughts that stand out to me in regards to graduating in the Christian life. We understand what graduating looks like in a child's life or in a young person's life, but what does it look like in the Christian life? You're there in 2 Peter chapter number 1. I'd like you to look down at verse number 3, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 3. Notice the Bible says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Aren't you thankful for that? That the Bible tells us here that God, you know, God didn't just throw us in this world. God didn't just give us this life, but he gave us everything that we needed. He gave us all the instructions needed. He has given unto us, the Bible says, all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And I want you to notice this, through the knowledge of him. So we have access to all things that pertain unto life. You have a question about life, you have a question about godliness, you have a question about what God would have you to do. Whatever area of life that you need direction in, the Bible says that God has given us that information already through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Notice verse 5. This is what I want to highlight for you here in verse 5. He says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. And here we see the first step when it comes to graduating. Because I want you to notice that in these verses, we have this theme of moving on and moving forward. He says there in verse 5 that we are to add to your faith. We are to add virtue and to virtue knowledge. He says there in verse 6, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. He says we should be moving forward. We should be rising higher. We should be moving on the upward way. New heights we're gaining every day. The idea is that we should be moving in a direction that is helping us to become better Christians. But I want you to notice that if you and I are going to graduate in the Christian life, it demands the same thing that it demands if you're going to graduate from school. In the same way that these young people had to put a lot of work and effort into graduating, just like graduating from school requires study and it requires effort and it requires labor. I want you to understand, and if you're taking notes, maybe you can jot this down. Number one tonight, graduating in the Christian life demands labor. Graduating in the Christian life demands labor. He says there in verse 5, and beside this, giving all diligence. The word diligence means careful, consistent, persistent effort. Careful, consistent, persistent effort. It takes work. If you're going to graduate, these young people, you know, we hand them here today a piece of paper. And really, the paper is not the object of the ceremony, but it's what the paper represents. What does it represent? The fact that they, over the last 9 months, over the last school year, they have put effort into learning. In our home, the Lord has blessed us with 6 children, and my wife, of course, does a wonderful job homeschooling our children and educating our children. And today we have our first high school graduate from our home. So she's got 1 down, 5 to go. And then I guess she can retire. I don't know what that means, but she won't retire. She's always working on something. Of course, she's busy here at church all the time. But you know, I sat with my wife and just asked her, because she's taken now 1 of our children all the way through high school, but she's taken all 6 of our children through kindergarten. She also, my wife, before we had children, she actually taught as a kindergarten teacher in a Christian school. And you know, there's lots of things that these young kids learn, these children learn in kindergarten. The big one is reading. I mean, in kindergarten, you're taking a kid who doesn't know how to read, and really what you want is at the end of that year for them to know how to read. Obviously, they're not going to be reading at the level of an older child, but that's really one of the main thrusts. It's not the only thrust, but that's one of the main thrusts. And you know, that's work. And I could, if you gave me some little kid and told me, teach them how to read, I mean, I wouldn't be able to, I don't know what I would do. But these moms, they put work into this. And you know, it's not the way that you think. If you told me, teach a kid to read, you know, I would start with, like, I'd take some kid and I would start with just teaching them the letters, right? Like, here are the letters, A, B, C, D. But that's actually not the way it works. You know, obviously they need to know their letters and they need to recognize the letters. But you know what is actually the foundation of, and I only know this because, you know, talking to my wife and seeing her teach our children, but it's not necessarily about teaching them the letters. What's important is that they know the sounds of the letters. And that's where the work and the repetition comes in, moving with these children and teaching them the sounds of the letter. So in kindergarten, they'll be every day working on these things. And I've heard my wife over the years take our children and they'll repeat with her and they'll chant with her. A says, ah, 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 as an apple. And I'm not going to go further because I don't even know. I don't even know what the other, you know, the English language is so crazy with all the different sounds. But they've got to learn the sounds of the letters. They've got to learn short vowels. They have to learn long vowels. Then they have to learn their blends. They got to start putting consonants with a vowel. And they've got to learn short words, the three-letter words. And then they've got all these sight words that they need to learn. And this is reading and phonics, the foundation. This is what, that's why we celebrate these kindergartners. They did a lot of work this year. They learn these different things. They're learning the foundation of phonics and reading. And not just that, but they've got some math they have to learn. They learn to count. They learn their numbers. They learn to count by tens. They learn to add, and they learn to subtract. They learn to tell the time. That's a big thing in that age level. They learn these things, and it's work, for a four-year-old, a five-year-old, a six-year-old. It's a lot of work to work with a child and teach them these things. Obviously, the mothers are working very hard in teaching these children, and these children are working. And look, what I'm saying to you is that in the Christian life, it's the same way. We've got to give diligence to these things. These kids had to work hard to learn how to read. And then, of course, we have the high school graduates. What are they learning? Before they can graduate high school, they're going through economics. They're going through American government. They're going through U.S. history, world history, algebra, geometry. They're writing essays. They're reading literature. They're learning a lot of things in order to get to that level and that degree, and it requires a lot of diligence. And I would ask you tonight, when it comes to your Christian life, maybe you haven't thought much about it, but how much effort are you putting into graduating in the Christian life? We expect that a child, they're going to graduate. Obviously, we hold ceremonies at certain times for certain levels when they're graduating from kindergarten, when they're graduating from junior high school and from high school and from college and then from graduate level. Like Brother Christian, I can tell you Brother Christian has put a lot of work into that law study and getting ready for the bar exam. This requires a lot of work. And we expect that a child would be progressing every year, that every year. We're glad that these young kids, they graduated kindergarten, but we expect the next year they'll graduate from first grade. And the year after that, they'll graduate from second grade. And the year after that, from third grade. And maybe every once in a while, they might have to repeat a grade or they might have to repeat a subject. But, we don't want them stuck in third grade for 12 years. I mean, we don't want them stuck in fifth grade for 5 years. If there was a kid who's just stuck in seventh grade for 20 years, we would say, hey, there's a problem here. Something's not right here. But I'm asking you, are you graduating in your Christian life every year? We expect and we should that these young people are graduating every year, but you should be graduating as well. You should be leveling up as well. You should be a better Christian this year than you were last year. And you say, well, how do I do that? It's going to require work. It's going to require diligence. And beside this, giving all diligence. Notice verse number 10, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 10. Notice what the Bible says. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. So I say to you tonight, number one, graduating in the Christian life is no different than graduating from school. It demands labor. You got to put work into it. You got to put effort into it. And I think that the problem is oftentimes with Christians is that they're just not putting a lot of effort into their growth. They're not putting a lot of effort into their Christian life. If you're going to graduate from high school, you're probably going to have to study a little bit. If you're going to graduate from college, you're probably going to have to study a little bit. Well, if you're going to continue to graduate in your Christian life, you need to study, right? I mean, what would we be saying to a college student who's not doing well in school? We would tell them, you need to show up to class. We would tell them, you need to do outside reading. You need to get your reading in. You've got some textbooks, they've assigned some reading. You need to read that and be knowledgeable with the material. You need to go to class. You need to pay attention. You need to take notes. Well, look, the Christian life is the same way. You've got a textbook. It's called the King James Bible. And you need to be reading it every day. And you got to show up to class. You say, when's class? Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. There's a class for you to show up. You say, you got to take notes. You got to be ready to learn. You got to be ready to grow. Why? Because we want you growing. We want you learning. We want you achieving higher degrees in the Christian life. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. So we should be graduating in the Christian life. It demands labor. But let me give you a second thought this evening. Not only does graduating in the Christian life demand labor, but I would say this, that graduating in the Christian life is developed in layers. It's developed in layers. Notice there again our text, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence. Notice what he says. He says, add to your faith. Now here's what's interesting. Isn't that where it all begins? How did you get saved? By faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. It all begins with faith. Of course, we know that the just shall live by faith. But notice, that's just the beginning. Then Peter tells us here, he said, we need to give all diligence to add to your faith. He says, I'm glad you've got faith. That's where it all begins. That's where it starts. But you've got to add to your faith. He says, add to your faith virtue. You say, okay. Well, then what happens after that? You say, well, you're not done yet. Once you've have faith, and once you've added to your faith virtue, then he says, and to virtue knowledge. He says, I want you to add to your faith virtue. I want you to add to virtue knowledge, verse 6, and to knowledge temperance, that's self-control, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, verse 7, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Here, I want you to notice that we're going to keep adding. We keep adding to the Christian life. Graduating in the Christian life is developed in layers. It's no different than graduating from school. It's no different than graduating from high school. Look, you don't take these little kindergartners who just learn how to count from 1 to 100 and learn how to count by tens, and they're counting 10, 20, 30, who are learning adding and subtracting. We're not going to take these kindergartners and next year in first grade, their mother is going to sit down with an algebra textbook and begin going over algebra. That doesn't make any sense, right? Now, the goal is they're going to eventually get to algebra. They're going to get to middle school or wherever it is, and they're going to begin pre-algebra. And then they're going to go into algebra 1, and then they're going to go into algebra 2, and then there's geometry, and then there's calculus. You know, this is when the math gets really confusing because then they start adding letters to the math, and you're confused because you're like, am I in English class? Is this math class? You know, but here's the thing. This all happens in layers. It begins with just learn how to count from 1 to 100. Learn how to count by tens and learn how to add and learn how to subtract, and then they're going to add to that adding and subtracting multiplication and division, and they're going to add to that every year. They're going to continue to add a layer and a layer and a layer, bring them to the place where they need to graduate from high school, where they need to graduate from college. But I'm saying that's how education works. Have you ever noticed, or maybe you haven't noticed, but I've noticed this as I watch my wife homeschool our children, is that oftentimes they're going through the same material, it seems like almost every year or every other year, they're going through the same general material, but it just keeps getting deeper and deeper. For example, in elementary school, they learn about American history. And in high school, they learn about American history. But in high school, they just go deeper. You know, at first, they just get real basic things, right? 4th of July, George Washington, but in high school they're still learning about 4th of July and George Washington, but they're learning about certain battles and certain things that took place and dates. It's the same material, just deeper and deeper. Look, the Christian life is the same way. Graduating the Christian life is developed in layers. This is why Paul said, he said, it's good for me to repeat things to you. It's good for you to learn things over and over again. You might say, well, I've already heard that sermon, but you might get something deeper out of it. You might get something new out of it. There's going to be a bigger understanding. Why? Because the Christian life is built upon layers. You don't have to turn here. I'll just read this for you. From in Isaiah 28, the Bible says this. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. Verse 13 says, but the word of the Lord was unto them. Precept upon precept. What is that? Principle upon principle, lesson upon lesson, a line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backwards and be broken and snared and taken. Look, the Bible tells that the way you teach the Word of God, it's no different than the way you teach anything else. It's just line upon line, precept upon precept. And I'm telling you tonight that it's developed in layers. You say, I got faith. I understand faith. Okay, great. Let's move on to the next lesson, virtue. I've got virtue. Let's get some knowledge. I've got knowledge. Let's get temperance. I've got temperance. Let's get patience. I've got patience. Let's get godliness. I've got godliness. Let's get brotherly kindness. I've got brotherly kindness. Let's get charity. You say, I've got that list. Okay, well, there's other lists. The fruit of the Spirit is joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. The Christian life is a continual development of layers and growth, and you ought to be learning and growing upon layer. And look, by the way, let me say this. This is why I think we should make a case for the Sunday night service, a case for the Wednesday night service. You say, why do we need church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night? Well, look. Nobody's making you do anything. Obviously, it's your decision. You can do whatever you want. But I can tell you this, that I think there's value in the Sunday night service. I'm glad, you know, I'm preaching in the choir. You're here on Sunday night. But there's value to the Sunday night service. There's value to the Wednesday night service. You say, well, Pastor, why do you think there's value to Sunday night service? Here's why I think that. Because I think there's value to any time the Word of God is opened and preached. You say, I came to church on Sunday morning and I learned a lot. Well, guess what? When the Bible's open on Sunday night, you're going to learn some more. And when the Bible's open on Wednesday night, you're going to learn some more. And it's just line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. You're learning, you're growing. It's being developed in layers. So it demands labor. And it's developed in layers. And look, let me just say, what happens to a high schooler who decides, oh, it's too much work. All those classes, too much work. All that reading, too much work. They're expecting too much of me. I'm just going to quit. What do we call that individual? We would call them a high school dropout. And I'm not mocking anybody who's maybe dropped out of high school or something like that. I'm just saying that's the truth. And look, I don't think you should drop out of high school. Maybe you had a situation that led you down that path. I'm not judging you. Obviously, you can get education and continue to try to fix that. I'm using that as an example to say this. Don't be a church dropout. Amen. Don't say, it's just too hard. It's just too much learning. There's just too much to cover. There's so much material to cover in the Bible, it's going to take us the rest of your life to cover it. And you say, well, I don't know, that's too long of a commitment. Well, how about this? It's going to take all of eternity to learn it. What are we going to be doing in heaven? You know what we're going to be doing in heaven? We're going to be learning at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So it's developed in layers. And look, you ought to decide that I want to put some work into this thing. I want to grow in my Christian life, and I need to develop in layers. You're not going to figure it all out in the first week, in the first year, in the first decade, but we need to add to your faith virtue, and then we need to add to virtue knowledge, and we need to add to knowledge temperance, and we need to add patience and godliness and brotherly kindness. It's a work of the Christian life. So number one, graduating in the Christian life demands labor. Number two, graduating the Christian life is developed in layers. But then lastly tonight, let me just say this. Graduating in the Christian life deepens learning. Why don't you notice what the Bible says there in 2 Peter 1 and verse 8. He says, for if these things, what things? The things he just mentioned in the previous verses. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. Look at what he says. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds good to me, just that on its own. Anything that's going to make me not be barren and unfruitful is a good thing. But, you know, obviously, we could be talking about lots of things. We could be talking about soul winning, and we'd be talking about being fruitful in the Christian life, reproducing ourselves through souls. We could be talking about walking in the Spirit, and we could be talking about the fruit of the Spirit. There's lots of things we can be fruitful in, and I think we should be fruitful in all those things. But here specifically, the Bible tells us that if we do these things, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. Notice what it says, in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to deepen your learning. It's going to make you fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, why do I need that? Well, remember verse 3, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Look at it. Through the knowledge of him. And look, here when the Bible says that we're going to be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, I don't think this is just talking about information, although obviously it is talking about information, but I think it's talking about a knowledge that's not just informational, but that's relational. You say, what do you mean? Well, I think the knowledge here is like what the Apostle Paul was referring to in Philippians 3:10 when he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. It's not just that I know him like I know of him and I know things about him. I know things about Jesus. I think it's, yes, that. It's knowing who Jesus is and knowing things about Jesus. But it's not just knowing who he is. It's knowing him. That I may know him. You know, I brought up the President of the United States this morning as an example of the President coming. Here's the thing. I know the President of the United States in the sense that I know who he is. If you ask me who's the President of the United States, I would say Donald J. Trump is the President of the United States. I know who he is. I know what he looks like. I know what his name is. I know some facts about him. But I don't know him. You understand what I'm saying to you? In order to know him, I'd have to spend some time with him. In order to know him, I'd have to, you know, go and talk to him and go fellowship with him and go maybe have a meal with him. That's what it would take to know him. And I think here what the Bible is telling us is that when you and I put some work into this thing called the Christian life, when we put some diligence into it, when we're careful and consistent and persistent in our effort to add to our faith these different layers, then we're going to be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge, not just information, but relationship, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I think it's what the enemies of the early church were saying in Acts 4:13 when they said, when the Bible says in Acts 4:13, it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they were not educated men. The Bible says they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And see, the graduating in the Christian life is not just a knowledge thing, an informational thing. It's a relational thing. It's not just that you know about him. It's that you know him, that you walk with him, that you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, we're not talking about salvation here. We're talking about a life of sanctification. It deepens learning. So I want to encourage you tonight, as we celebrate the graduates, and we celebrate the fact that these children and this the high schooler, or my son, they put in the work to learn what they needed to learn the material good enough, not just to pass the test, they actually had to be able to read that word. You understand what I'm saying to you? It's not like the kindergartners, we gave them some tests and they had to pass the test. Well, I just learned the information just to pass the test. No, they had to, somebody actually sat down with them, a mom sat down with them, and they actually had to learn. They had to learn hop on pop. Cat in the hat. I don't know if that's the books they read. Those are the books I read. I think those are the books they read. I'm not sure. They have to learn to read, you know, and they go through that. They had to know the information. And in the Christian life, I think you and I need to know the information. It demands labor. It's developed in layer, and it deepens learning. So how are you doing? Are you flunking out in the Christian life? I hope you'll get serious. I hope you'll get back on track. I hope you'll say, I want to graduate this year and graduate every year in the Christian life. Let me end with this verse, 2 Peter 3:18. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do love you. And Lord, we thank you for these young people that put work and effort into their education, for moms that spent time working with them and investing in them. And they came to this place where they have now graduated from their prospective grades. But Lord, I pray that you would help all of us to determine that we want to graduate too. We want to be growing in our Christian life. Help us to determine, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, I pray you'd help us to put the work into it. I pray you'd help us to develop the layers. Maybe there's some things in our lives we need to work on, some areas that we are not proficient in yet. We need to just get at it. And Lord, I pray that you would deepen our learning, not just informational, but relational. That we could say like the Apostle Paul, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, well, I want to thank you for being here tonight. And we're going to have Brother RJ come up and lead us in a final song.